stockbroking app Dhan joins Unicorn Club with $120 million funding. Here's what to expect from Q2 IT earnings. PhonePe doubles revenue from subsidiaries. Flipkart set to gain 950 crore rupees as it looks to exit Aditya Birla Lifestyle.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. So let's dive straight in. India's newest unicorn has just galloped in. So Money Control Scoop has been confirmed. Raise Financial Services, which runs the stockbroking app Dhan, has raised $120 million, joining the Unicorn Club with a $1.2 billion valuation. Now that's almost a 10 times jump from its $150 million valuation back in 2021. Now the round was led by Hornbill Capital and Japan's MUFG Bank, with participation from Ramesh Damani, DSP, and JM Financial Family Offices. Existing investor BNext also stayed in the game. Interestingly, this round, you know, could have been even larger if AlphaWave's talks hadn't fallen through. That deal didn't materialize, so they ended up trimming the round size. Now, still, $120 million is no small feat, especially at a time when SEBI is tightening rules around broking and trading. So, Dhan, which competes with Zerodha and Grow, the latter gearing up for an IPO, in fact, plans to use the new funds to strengthen its ecosystem with more educational content, deeper analytics, and richer financial data for investors. Now, the fintech space has been buzzing again after months of funding slowdown, so this could signal a fresh wave of investor confidence. All right, now moving from startups to the IT sector, it's earnings season for India's tech giants and all eyes are on Q2 FY26 results. So some of the analysts that Money Control spoke to are calling this a tapered quarter for India's $280 billion IT industry. In fact, TCS kicks off the season on October 9th with brokerages expecting about 0.2 to 1% sequential growth in constant currency, led by BFSI and high-tech clients, while the India business remains muted. Now, margins are expected to dip about 20 basis points due to wage hikes and higher talent costs, and utilization has stayed weak. Now, here's the big one to understand. AI anxiety is there across the IT industry. Analysts say Gen AI-led productivity is starting to put pressure on pricing as clients are cutting costs and consolidating vendors. Now, TCS, if you remember, did bag a $640 million deal with insurer Trick, but overall deal ramp-ups have slowed down. There's also a shadow of layoffs, with TCS trimming about 2% of the headcount and Accenture announcing global cuts. So this quarter, it's less about the numbers and more about what management has to say. Investors will be watching for commentary on AI monetization, visa fee impacts, and whether discretionary tech spends might rebound in the second half of FY26. So overall muted for now, but there's cautious hope that those big AI deals might start to convert in the coming quarters. Next up, PhonePe's numbers are out for FY25, and interestingly, its revenue from subsidiaries has doubled. Now, the company reported about 615 crore from its subsidiaries last year, up from about 300 crore the year before. So that's around 9% of its total revenue now. And these verticals include insurance, stockbroking, lending, and even its hyperlocal commerce app, which is PinCode. But payments still bring home the bread, accounting for over 90% of PhonePe's total revenue, and the company continues to dominate UPI payments. We all know this, with about 45% market share, far ahead of other players like Google Pay and Paytm. Now, the challenge, though, is profitability. While lending revenue jumped nearly sixfold, losses did widen. And same is the case for insurance, whose revenue rose to 180 crore rupees, but still posted about 204 crores of losses. And the share market app, which is their stockbroking app, doubled its revenue to 48 crores. but losses as well ballooned to about 312 crore rupees. So it clearly is that the diversification is showing traction, just not profits yet. But to be fair, co-founder Sameer Nigam in the past, in an event with Money Control, has said that businesses need time, branding, marketing, and even cashbacks before they start generating returns. And with UPI subsidies slashed from 4,500 crore rupees to just about 1,500 crore rupees now, payment companies are feeling the pinch. So while PhonePe's diversification drive is promising, it's still a long road to profitability. All right, before we wrap up, a quick one from the e-commerce world. Flipkart is cashing out of Aditya Birla Lifestyle with a 950 rupee crore windfall. Now, the company is reportedly selling its entire 6% stake through block deals at 130 rupees per share. Now, about a 5% discount from the last closing price. Remember, this comes after Aditya Birla Lifestyle's shares rallied about 12% in the past week, though they are still down about 7% over the last 6 months. If you remember, the company had listed at 167 per share back in June after its demerger from ABFRL. So Flipkart's exit could be part of a broader portfolio rationalization as it focuses on its core commerce and payments business. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters and the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Now, thanks a lot, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off. And just a heads up, we are covering the Global FinTech Fest and India Mobile Congress this week. So we'll be back with fresh insights and updates on the 10th of October.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.